location, 1820 Glenwood, just a block off of Cobbs Ford Road. Check out the new upscale look at the Hair Place. We love our military. Ask about discounts. 361-0000. Check them out on Facebook.
Baker Metalworks wants you to stop replacing shingles year after year and put on a metal roof that stands the test of time. Durability, affordability, and style. Come see why a metal roof from Baker Metalworks just makes more sense. We offer 20 Valspar colors to choose from and a 40-year warranty. For the do-it-yourself or a contractor, Baker Metalworks will help you get the job done. Buy it today, pick it up today. We are located just south of Walmart in Troy. Delivery is also available. Look us up at BakerMetalworks.com, your metal roofing headquarters.
It's nighttime at Airport Trailer. Let's see what's up with Pipsqueak and the boys.
Okay, let me run the checklist. There's the snacks. I got the drinks, my folding chairs. Hey, Big Tex, grab the umbrella. Let's see, what am I forgetting?
Boy, I say, boy, what in tarnation have you cooked up this time?
It's summertime. Me and Big Tex are going to take a road trip to the beach. Waves, gales, sand. Oh, yeah, I got to remember the sunscreen. Oh, and the boombox. I got to have my tunes.
Are you serious? The heat's making you crazy.
Sometimes I don't think this boy's elevator goes all the way to the top floor.
Who's gonna tow you down there, son?
No, that might be a problem. Hey, I got it. We can use Uber.
It's time for summertime savings on Big Tex trailers. It's hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. Dump trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, and hot shots. Big Tex also has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. See Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. Airport Trailer, call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Baron Coleman for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. June is the fifth year anniversary for 4 Healthy Pets, and they want to let everyone know how much they appreciate you supporting 4 Healthy Pets for the last 5 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets has trade show products arriving daily, so look for great new treats, toys, and supplements from their little adventure. The treat of the month, the new Darford Zero G oven-baked all-natural treat. It's rich in protein, low glycemic index for diabetic dogs, zero grains, zero gluten, zero GMOs. They have chicken, duck, lamb, and salmon flavors at 4 Healthy Pets. Right now, they have a limited quantity of locally made cat scratchers and window seats. You're going to want to check those out. You can visit 4 Healthy Pets online, 4healthypetsonline.com, 4healthypetsonline.com, or visit them in person just up the hill from Faulkner University on the left-hand side in the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Child's Performance Exhaust is the River Region's exhaust specialist. They replace catalytic converters, banded broken tailpipes, and more. They can handle exhaust issues from the simplest repair, replacing a bad catalytic converter, even performance exhaust systems for your show car. Full custom exhaust systems, stock exhaust, and diesel exhaust. Child's Performance Exhaust carries a full stock of performance mufflers, chrome tips, and more. Plus, they service brakes, shocks, and struts for all makes and models of cars and trucks. Remember, your exhaust matters. Get it right and get the best. Child's Performance Exhaust. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 till noon. Their performance experts are the best in the River Region. Ask any local mechanic. They'll tell you that they rely on Child's Performance Exhaust. Call 396-3033. That's 396-3033. Find them on Facebook at Child's Performance Exhaust.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, again, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts, plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This world Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. And Scott is on the phone. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Terry?
Good, man. How are you?
So far, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I had the gentleman that called about Joe Biden's, I think he said son?
Yes.
With cancer. Okay, my initial, not to go against anything the man said or anything, my initial thought was immediately that if anyone thinks that Joe Biden's son or anybody's one son is enough for them to change what they've been doing, yeah. I feel like maybe need to rethink that. Just my thoughts on the matter.
Other than that,
you're doing a great job, having a good show.
Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Scott.
Have a good night.
Take care. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's true. They don't want you to let the cat out of the bag, that's for sure, because they're all in the pocket. They're all in the pockets of pharmaceutical companies. They're certainly in the pockets of Monsanto. I mean, it's public knowledge. If you look at the amount of money Monsanto spends, every politician gets money from Monsanto, every one of them. Let's go back to the false claims of the medical field. False claim number 6, GMOs are safe while feeding the world with higher yields. Tainting ecosystems, chemical toxicity, destroying species, wreaking havoc on farmlands, creating superweeds, which give rise to superbugs, and introducing unnatural factors into our food supplies. The harmful effects of genetically modified foods are beyond dispute. For well over 50 years, the biotech industry has had one major misunderstanding. It's the idea that one gene code for one protein. After completion of the Human Genome Project in the early part of this millennium, it was shown that the one gene code for one protein theory had not been correct and was way oversimplified. Inserting one gene into one plant's DNA has not just given rise to one protein, but a number of other toxic rogue proteins, leading to illnesses for consumers of genetically modified foods. Not feeding the world and unnecessary GM foods have produced lower than anticipated yields. Look at India and what happened to their GMO cotton farmers. They kept tons of them committed suicide because the yields were not what they were supposed to be. Monsanto gets them. When they get them, they got them. We got Fred. Hey, Fred.
Hey, what's going on, my brother in the Bell, Ray?
How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, what you were talking about, the money and Joe Biden's son and all that, that makes perfect sense.
Sure.
You know, cancer doctors are that's like the biggest racket out there. You know, these pharmaceutical reps will go up to the other doctors and tell them, you know, get them to start prescribing Paxil or, you know, any of these ones that Sam has passed on TV.
Yeah.
The chemotherapy medication. The doctors buy those.
Yeah.
And they expect up enough $10,000.
Wow. Yeah.
And then they bill the insurance company $10,000 a month.
Wow.
But they might get 5 or 6. But the doctor gets it. The doctor buys the medicine and sells the medicine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how that works. It's a massive racket.
Sounds like it.
My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 79 years old.
Mm.
They did a mastectomy, all that, and she came out cancer-free, which was a great thing.
Yeah.
And they put her on this medication that, I might get this backwards, but it kept an enzyme from attaching itself to a protein or vice versa,
mm-hmm.
to try to keep any further cancers at bay. Right. In September of 2012, she was told to be cancer free.
Okay.
And September of 2014, she died, and they told her to quit taking that medicine that kept the protein from,
yeah,
or the enzyme from attaching.
Right.
She passed away of colon cancer. Now, they had done endoscopies. They had done the colonoscopy thing, you know, looking
right
from one end to the other.
Sure.
And there was nothing. Nothing showed up until they did a PET scan.
Mm.
And then it showed up, and it was all on the outside of her colon. Mm. So all this, you know, everything looked fine.
Yeah.
It was all on the outside.
Man, that breaks my heart.
But, well, you know,
I'm an odd bird in this matter. My dad died when I was 11. I firmly believe that all of our days have already been numbered.
I do too.
As long as you're right with the Lord, you know, and right. Your faith in His blood, your time's coming. With you know, who knows? Sure. It's like you know what I mean.
I
don't know if you can even hasten it. I don't know if you can speed it up. I don't know. You know, nobody knows how this.
Right.
I don't know if you can change the plan. The book of time was like way before we got here.
Right.
You know, that's how I see it. You know,
I agree with that.
Your day is your day. Be it, you know, you get a runaway mockingbird hits you in the temple and kills you, yeah. Or, you know, a plane falls out of the sky, or you have a horrible car accident or a heart attack. That's your day. It's your time.
That's right.
That was the second of your death has already been written down.
I agree with that, and whether you're in the book of life or not, it's already been recorded.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, there was something that you were talking about earlier, and I was going to get in on it, and I didn't, and now it's left my brain.
I know that.
You don't know nothing about that, do you?
I don't know nothing about that. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about the MK Ultra stuff. You know, it's really fascinating. You know, they say that you only put 12, 15 brain
yeah.
or whatever.
Right.
You know, I had a boss one time, and I freaked him out anyway because I'm pretty good with numbers. I don't. I seldom forget numbers. Mm-hmm. And that warehouse was my warehouse. I ran that warehouse. I knew where things were, right? And
right.
They were looking for an obscure thing that had been touched for 3 or 4 years, but I knew where it was. You know, it's a long, like 12-digit port number.
Gotcha.
It's a spanner wrench. It's 3, 7, 8 wide span, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were different. Anyhow, I went back, got in. And then getting away through one time, progress report, so I didn't get a raise.
Mm-hmm. And he asked me, he said, how did I call up?
Well, first off, I listen to everything to kill me, but if it don't pertain to me, I just let it go right on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
And then he said, how do you remember numbers like that? I told him, I said, well, Dennis, the one thing is, you know, how they say you only use 15% of your brain. He went, yeah. I said, I've never been satisfied with that. He was scared of me. from that sentence forward, he was afraid of me.
Oh, I bet. I'll bet.
But it wasn't nothing but, you know, one of those things that was savant about, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope everybody has that Father's Day and everything goes good to folks. I just wanted to pitch in on that cancer thing because to me there's a conflict of interest there. Uh-huh. And it's huge way.
Oh, I agree.
You know, that's like the doctor over the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right. Then he gets to write you all the prescriptions and go buy them, and then he gets all the money for all the prescriptions. So that's no different than inside trading.
You're exactly right.
It's the same thing as inside trading.
Yeah, that's literal inside trading, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, all right, my brother, y'all have a good night.
Take care, my friend.
Yes, sir.
See ya. All right, guys, break time once again. It's a short one, 272-9228. You're listening to Clear in the Air, Blue Water Broadcasting. My name's Terry Adams. Lynn Adams is our producer, and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty. That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we service what we sell.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check the deals available every day at High Caliber. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can now finance your purchase. Money down or no money down, walk away with your purchase today. Need a gift? It's here. TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, and more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now, about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South, better than gun show prices every day. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, you're family. And now you can finance your purchase at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Who we have?
Frank.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Good. How about you, Frank?
I'm good. Hey, a couple of things. First off, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, you gave me your email address, and I could never get it to go through. Maybe you can give it to me off the air or on a break or something again.
Sure.
But I've got some more information that I want to share with you on the ARCO project.
Okay.
And the first nuclear power plant, and what I think is the first testing of chemtrails.
Okay.
But I don't want to do that here. I want to do that kind of one-on-one and
sure.
Some things that's kind of affected our family and my relatives and so forth. But
no problem.
One of the reasons I'm calling in today is just on your last topic, something really interesting about pharmaceutical companies. Do a quick research on what's called fungal pneumonia and valley fever and what's happened to it since 1995. I think you'll be shocked at what's going on with that, but that's kind of a side note too.
Okay.
One of the reasons I'm calling it either last week or the week before, and I want to go back to the Bible and some different things in the Bible.
Sure.
Let me ask you your thoughts and your opinions on this. Do you see the United States anywhere in Bible prophecy?
I do. And it's interesting that you asked me that because I have a problem with our Sunday school, which is supposed to be about prophecy. I believe that we're the new Babylon. And I say that because there's like 58 different descriptions of the new Babylon, and we fit, 45 of them easily. Number one is hammer of the whole earth. Can you tell me any other country which you could even remotely call the hammer of the whole earth?
Not really.
Exactly. I think there was the old ancient Babylon, and they make a point to say New Babylon. I think they call it the New Babylon, and that's America. I think.
Okay, but how does that? Let me rephrase it. The end times, are we in the Bible?
Other than as
a New Babylon or a Babylon type of scenario.
I'm not sure what you're looking for here. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, other than Babylon, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let me go back to kind of what I talked about, I don't know, a month ago or whatever when I called in. I travel a lot, and I'm not able to call in all the time. I'm not home on the weekends a lot.
I understand.
But if you go back to Ezekiel 38:39,
okay,
you go down the list of the Table of Nations again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Gog, which we know pretty much who Gog is. That's Russian and so forth. And Magog, Central Asia. Meshach, which is Turkey. Tubal, which is Turkey and southern Russia and northern Iran. Persia, which is Iran. Kush in Ethiopia, which is Sudan and Ethiopia. Put in Libya, which is Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of some Algeria, a little bit of Algeria. Gomer, which is Turkey, the way it exists today, even though it covers two different, you know, continents, basically.
Okay.
Togarmar, which is also parts of Turkey. Sheba and Dedan, which is northern Arabia. And then Tarshish, which is Cyprus and England. Okay.
Okay.
And then when you go and do a detailed study of exactly who is Tarshish, okay?
Okay.
And Ezekiel 38:13, it quotes it as the merchants of Tarshish and the villages, or young lions, depending on the translations. And several things that I've studied and interpreted is that basically is the United States and the British Empire, which is Australia, anybody that speaks English, okay, New Zealand, Australia, United States, etc.
Tarshish. Okay.
Yeah, T-A-R-S-H-I-S-H.
Looking at it right now. Sheba and the Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish and all her villages. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And from everything that I've looked at, okay, I understand, you know, Babylon and that we may be the Babylon, but that's probably another hour discussion on a side note, because I don't necessarily agree with that. But okay. My answer to your question, the question that I ask, is are we in the final days in Bible prophecy? And the answer is yes and no, okay?
Okay.
We are in there as some part of a small tangent, okay? Another thing that's real interesting, Terry, if you look at Revelation 12:13-17, a lot of people think we're represented in there as a great eagle, okay?
Yes, I've heard
that. God will provide a means of escape to the Jewish remnant as a great, on the wings of a great eagle. Okay, that's kind of summarizing it, but that gives you an idea.
Right, American, the eagle being our.
Yeah, being our, you know, our national symbol.
Sure.
But then if you go to Exodus 19:4, it says he brought the Israelites out of Egypt. God is the eagle, not the United States. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My contention is I still go back to the Psalm 83 war, which I think is we're getting very, very, very close.
Yes, I do.
I think
too.
You're going to see a lot of things happening in Afghanistan, because I think Afghanistan is about ready to be totally taken over again, okay,
mm-hmm.
unless Trump does something. And then ISIS and what's going on with Syria, they're going to attack northern Israel with chemical weapons, okay?
Okay.
At that time, Israel will nuke them. Now, if you go back again to the major prophecy of the Bible, Ezekiel 38:39, other than Tarshish and his young lions, we're not there, period.
Okay?
Other than in some remnants. And I guess the question is, why not? What happened to us?
Oh, I gotcha. I see where you're going, yeah.
Okay? What happens to us? And there again, it depends on how much you believe in the Bible, and I believe totally in
the Bible. I really do.
Exactly. And that's why I say, Shalom, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yisro HaMashiach. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if you believe in the Bible, you've got to believe every word of it or none of the words.
Exactly.
Of it.
Exactly. I'm with you.
And my contention is, we're not mentioned that in there for a reason. And three things are going to happen or could possibly happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is obviously the rapture, the pre-trib rapture that a lot of people believe in.
Okay.
We'll be taken out. The Christians in the United States will be taken out. And there'll be a remnant like this left that's doing all this crap with this, like you talked about earlier, with the shooting of the congressman and so forth. And that's going to get worse and worse and worse as we go forward. Okay?
Right.
We're going to be taken out. That's, like I say, we're talking about, even if you go back to the chemtrail testings, and I know what you're going through, none of that may matter, because we may not be here, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing, the second thing that could happen is that Gog and Magog, which is obviously Russia,
mm-hmm.
once we do become weakened to some extent, And the second part of that may be that we're going to go financially bankrupt.
Right.
If Trump is not allowed to succeed, which, I mean, I pray that he does, but I don't think he will be.
It's beginning to look that way, yeah.
Yes, I think you're right, Terry. I think something's going to happen that's going to, not shock us, but, I mean, it's going to happen.
I think so, too.
You know, I pray that it doesn't, but I think it is. And we're going to go financially bankrupt to the point where we can't do a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third aspect of that is that if we do become weakened like that, Russia's going to set back Gog and Magog, which is Russian and it's smooth, you know, the former Soviet Union,
right.
is going to say the only way we can do what we're going to have to do to Israel is to neutralize the United States, okay? And in a snapshot summary, that's pretty much why I see we're not in there, because you can look and you can, you know, try to analyze Babylon, and we may be, but there's a whole bunch of reasons why that, to me, that's not true, but that'd take me another hour to explain that.
Sure.
But we're not in there. And that shocks most Christians, the fact that we're not in, I mean, then you go to the 70th week of Daniel and do all the studies of the second witness, and that'll lead to the other deal. I know maybe 2 weeks ago you talked about Israel's not the real Israel right now.
Right.
And they're not, okay? And there's several reasons why they're not. They're the remnants of the original Israel, but then you have to factor in all the lost tribes, and especially the 10 lost tribes, and what's going to happen. They will become the real Israel again, okay, in the 70th week of Daniel. But anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to share tonight, and just throw some ideas and thoughts out.
Well, I love that, because you brought up the point. You bring up the point that America is either going to be basically invalid. It doesn't matter. We're going to be so weak to the point we're really done. We don't play at all in the national scene or the worldwide scene. Or something's going to happen where we have a great disaster and we just cease to exist. We're no longer there.
Yeah,
it's very.
And
possible.
That's why I think, you know, I really think the first thing is going to be the rapture. And we're not going to, as Christians, go through and start the 70th week of Daniel and that whole timetable.
Yeah, there's no sure every woman agrees. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a study, like I say, and I did the Bible from the Torah from Hebrew to English for quite a while.
Wow.
And I did that about 7 years, about 20 years ago.
Wow.
And understanding the whole 70th week of Daniel and the time frame and the table.
Yeah, that's the key.
It's amazing.
That's the key to it all, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
That's what I've heard. Wow. What? I will. Oh, go ahead, Frank. Whenever we get done here in the next minute or so, I'm going to put you on hold, and when I hit break, we're going to talk, and I'll give you my email.
Okay. I'm pretty much done, Terry. If you have to go to break,
let's go ahead and do that. So you hold on for me, and folks, I need y'all to come back with me. We'll be back in a short 5 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Struggling to make your house payment? You may qualify for Hardest Hit Alabama, a federally funded foreclosure prevention program that helped me keep my home. My name is Sharia, and after an unexpected layoff, my savings had run out, and I could no longer pay my mortgage. Hardest Hit Alabama saved me. It helped me keep my home and preserve my sense of self so that I can make a fresh start. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. Hardest Hit Alabama helped me, and they may be able to help you too. Call 1-877-497-8182 or www.hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. That's 1-877-497-8182 or www.hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Looks like summer's here, Dot.
It is finally summertime. Get out the flip-flops, because I got mine on.
Well, tell me what we can find for summer.
The park benches, swings every now and then. Patio tables, books for the beach, really anything you want. So we're air conditioned.
Do you have anything new here at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall?
Several new vendors. We have art. We have, just bird cages and bird houses and just there's so much. It's hard to think what we've got available. You've got to come see.
All right. How many square feet?
60,000.
How many floors do you have?
3 with an elevator.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall at 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual saved me almost $800 when I switched my home and auto insurance.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, I got the perfect coverage for us. And I didn't have to worry about skimping on MS Party.
Well, that explains the...
Holy! Best birthday ever!
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers... Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, again, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts, plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I cannot believe the show's almost over. Bo is on the phone. Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friend.
How are you?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, I got some info I want to share with you.
Oh, sure.
My wife turned me on to this, and I stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning sharing it. I just couldn't help myself. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
This lady, you may have heard of her. Her name is Liz Croken.
No.
She's an investigative reporter. I believe she got her start in Chicago Tribune or something like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
You've heard of her?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So there's a video on YouTube, and it's for the SGT report is who put it out. You familiar with them?
Yeah, we talked about this in the first hour.
Oh, you did?
Yes. You're talking about why he was targeted and the guy had he was heading the pedophile investigation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked about
that. Yeah, she said she's now... Oh, what about the Clinton thing? Did you talk about that?
Yes. That there's a recording of the conversation?
No.
Which Clinton thing are we talking about? There's so many. I don't know how to keep up with the Clinton thing.
The one that got her dog killed.
No, I haven't. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, she said she was doing a breaking story that during the Clinton campaign, the Clintons were using a scam technique in other words, people that were contributing like $5 and $10,
mm-hmm.
that they would get their banking information. I think Citibank was in on it and several of the other ones. I'm not sure if it's Citi.
Yeah.
Bank America might have been.
Yeah.
But I hate to throw them names out there. But anyway, she said that what they were doing was they were charging the people's account up to like $95, because if you go over a certain amount, the banks open an investigation into it.
Sure.
So they would go up to that amount and then stop it. But they were only doing like $5 or $10 donations.
Supposedly, yeah. The people were only wanting to give that much, but they were taking that much more.
Exactly. They wound up milking millions and millions of dollars out of their supporters.
That, man.
And there were a lot of complaints. And, of course, MSM didn't cover any of it, of course.
Of course not. That's disgusting.
So I was just wondering what all, I guess you, I'm pretty sure you pretty covered it pretty thoroughly, or the video.
Yeah, you know, and also the guy, you know, there was a note found in his pocket. You probably know that from InfoWars. He had three other names on a piece of paper in his pocket, Mo Brooks being one of them.
So, Oh, yeah, the guy that, what was the guy's name that got shot in the hip?
It's got almost like scaly.
Galise or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he was video. It's entitled "This Is Why the Deep State Is Targeting Trump." Was that what you shared?
I think so. All I shared was the story that he was the one that's heading the pedophile investigation. That's why he was targeted.
Okay. Exactly. That's exactly it. But if the people want to look it up on YouTube, that's how it's labeled or titled.
Gotcha.
This is why the deep state is targeting Trump, Liz Crokin, C-R-O-K-I-N.
Yeah. They cannot allow them to investigate this pedophile thing because they will all go down and they know it.
Exactly. That's what she's saying. That
she's right.
And she said there's two things that she's dedicating all of her time to try to bring to the surface, and that's that pedogate.
Yep.
And Seth Rich murder.
Me too. Pettigate, I'm all about the kids. I will do anything and everything to bring this to the light. It's got to be brought to the light.
Yeah, and I saw a post on somebody's Facebook, just a sidebar here, and the lady said, that when Hillary was running for the New York Senate slot,
yes,
that John Kennedy had threw his name in the hat, and she said the next words out of her mouth when she saw he threw his name in the hat, she said, "Oh, my God, that's a dead man walking." And she said within 2 weeks he was dead.
Really?
Yep.
Doesn't surprise me.
I guess that was that young, good-looking one that, you know, all the women swooned over.
Yeah, and he went on to do a magazine, and he uncovered a lot of stuff in that magazine. He was looking for the man that killed his daddy, and I didn't know
he was political.
Oh yeah, he would have been president. I guarantee.
That's what my wife said. They were grooming him for that.
Oh man, he could speak. He was good looking. He had a presence about him. He would be president. It's just a matter of time, but not anymore.
That's what she said. She said when she found out Hillary was running, next thing she heard on the news was that he had threw his name in the hat, and she said, "Oh no, that's a dead man walking right there." And within 2 weeks, he was dead.
Yep.
Absolutely. So I mean, you know. And it was called, I think they call it the Clinton Mafia.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly
because that's what they do. They bump off the competition.
Absolutely.
And
evil,
you know,
evil.
Have you looked into what's going on with Robert Mueller, the Mueller guy,
and
the connections to the Clintons?
Oh
and,
yeah, all the
and
people he's appointing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's hiring or appointing all these Clinton lawyers.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first hour.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was cutting grass. So I missed out on that. But I don't want to belabor that. But, yeah, these things are going on for a reason.
Yes.
And we know what's at work, you know, is the deep state and the all the ones that are in bed with the Illuminati and the globalists. And they're trying to checkmate him. But, it's like I said, I keep saying this. To my wife and whoever listened, God had everything to do with him getting there.
Yes.
And so it's the way I look at it. If God got him there, he can keep him there.
Yeah.
And so I have no doubt about that. And is there attacks coming from every angle and every side? Yeah, kind of like Israel. You know how Israel's surrounded by her enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so is Trump and the United States, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because the deep state, the communist, socialist, globalist, deep state, they're not Americans. You know, they're for whoever's giving them the most money. And,
sure.
You know, just like my wife asked me about McCain. I forgot her question, something about... Oh, was he a pedophile? You know, did they have the goods on him from
yes.
riding to Lolita Island or whatever? And I said, you know, I think he's just done so many favors for him that he's in bed with him so deep that he can't get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not mm-hmm. saying he might have been a pedophile or what have you, but he's connected with the Illuminati so high up that, you know, he's doing whatever it takes.
Oh,
to get the New World Order established.
Yes, I believe that, too. I agree with that.
I mean, he's all in for that.
Yep.
No doubt. Which is not, you know, it's, you know, the anti-American, you know, world without borders,
yep.
You know, Illuminati, elite, control, everything and everybody.
Yep.
So that's where we're at with that. That's what I see.
Absolutely. That's exactly where we're at.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about the rapture and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be here. You know, I think some of us, you know, when it says caught up in the air,
mm-hmm.
I think that might be just to preserve certain ones in the air. But, you know, if you flesh the word out, it says that they were beheaded for not taking the mark of the beast.
Right.
And they were crying out, you know, when will our blood be avenged?
Right.
So, and what better way to try one's faith than belief than to put them through a fiery trial of, are you going to take the mark of the beast?
That's a good point.
I don't see any other way. I mean, because, you know, it's kind of like taking the vaccines, like you vowed not to take one. I'm the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like the same way I am with a chip, because, I mean, who knows if the next vaccine's not going to have a chip in it.
That's true.
Because of the nanotechnology, it's very easy for them to put those nanotechnology into a vaccine and say, it's mandatory, it's not, you can't opt out, whatever.
It's true.
But all these things, you know, are lining up, as God's word has said all along, and that's the truth. Like the other guy, I will agree with that. If you can prove any part of God's word as being false, you might as well throw the book away.
That's true, and you can't.
There's no way. It is impossible to prove any part of it wrong.
You're right.
And it's forever confirming itself. And so, anyway, with that said, that's my thoughts on the rapture. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we're going to get out of here. He's not going to let his church suffer through the tribulation. But, you know, I don't buy into that. I think we're going to be here.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yes, we will, my brother.
Yep. Well, let me go, man. I got four calls. I got to get them in.
God bless. We'll holler at you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. Who we got next?
BB.
BB?
Yes, how are we today?
How are you?
Man, I cannot complain. Yeah, it's been a good show tonight. I've been listening to y'all talking. All you talking about the way they flip-flop on different drugs, stuff like that.
Yes.
Recently, they changed their mind again on salt. I think now they're saying salt is good for you.
Yeah, it's good, it's bad, it's good, it's bad, it's good, it's bad.
Exactly. Here's another story. I don't know how close you are to your break and all, but I had a friend of mine...
I'm going through the break, because we got a bunch of calls. We're going to go on through the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I tell a friend of mine, I had, you know, went to Smoky Mountains. I got this little thing going on, and I misdiagnosed myself, but I ended up taking some rabbit tobacco tincture and using that to break up my lungs and all. But anyway, he's telling me, he says, we used to do it when his kids, he's an older guy. He says, now my mother had asthma, and she would use that. She says, but you know what cured her asthma? I said, nah. I said, what was it? He says, a chihuahua.
What?
Exactly. And so I was sitting there, just acting normal. And he says, this is a good Christian man. He's, you know, he'll make stuff like it up. So I had to take him serious.
Well, sure.
And he said that she got her chihuahua and her asthmatic things quit. So that thing lived about, I guess, 18 years or whatever.
Wow.
And it said it died. And she didn't think nothing else about asthma anymore. And she started having asthma attacks.
What is it about the dog?
That's what I would have to ask my mentor. And she got another chihuahua, and she quit having asthmatic attacks. And she told her doctor that. And, of course, you know her doctor probably had something. So he told her, look, that's all in your head.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, I guess the asthma's all in my head as well. And I thought, what, that is a great comeback.
That's an awesome comeback, and they deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have been trying to remember. Of course, I've always been way too busy. The guys that come on 11 o'clock with Herb Shop and all. Mm-hmm. I have listened probably to just a few minutes of their show ever since they've been on the air.
Yeah.
Do they have podcasts?
I don't know.
Yeah. But what few minutes I listened, I thought, you know, these guys are on track.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like I said, I can't really say because I don't really know. But they reminded me of some of the teachings that I have, and which goes back to the theories of elected doctors.
Yep.
Good nutrition, just like you were saying earlier.
Yep.
You know, proper exercise, and it's just, you know, it's amazing just, you know, how you always come back to something that works and all.
Exactly. Stay away from all the new pharmaceuticals, you know, just mm-hmm. the natural stuff, man. God gave everything we needed is here on this planet.
You're right. Are you talking about your dog acting funny? Here lately, there's a couple of us here, of course, we've got chickens and stuff like that. We're talking, and there is a coyote that just basically walks through folks' yards, looks around, goes on down where he's going. And we don't know if something's wrong with the dog. Of course, mm-hmm. everybody's saying it's a big, healthy dog. But there's something called a coy dog mm-hmm. and the dog Yodi. And basically, it's to do with it's when a coyote and a domesticated dog breeds.
Yeah.
And they call one when the daddy's a coyote, and they call the other
when the daddy's
a domestic dog and the mama's a coyote.
Gotcha.
But the fear of that is that they'll have the wild side of them, and they won't have any fear of people either. And so we just kind of, you know, scratch our heads on that one. But anyway, hey, I'm going to get out of the way so other folks can get on and enjoy your show, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, BB. Take care, my
friend. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
See you. Who we got?
Tom.
Tom?
Yes, I talked to you last week about the loud noises in the sky. Wherever you found anything. Basically, it's usually here about 1, 2, 3, or 4, usually within a few seconds of each other when I hear them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a loud bang in the sky. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that. We talked last time.
That's weird. I think Kenny may be on our roster, and Kenny, of course, works with the airplanes. Let's find out if there's been an increase in airplanes, any of the jets. No, Kenny's not there. Maybe there's been an increase in jets. You sure it's coming from the sky and not the ground, right?
Well, if it's coming from the ground, it might be bouncing off the sky or something, because it sounds like it's coming from the sky.
That's weird.
It's south of Wetumpka, and it sounds like it's coming to the from the south.
Gotcha.
And it sounds like it's
coming from the base. If you live in Wetumpka, it's coming from the south. Well, no, I guess Maxwell's more west than that.
Right, but yeah.
That's weird.
It's like you hear like bang, and then a second later bang, and like usually it's like sometimes it's single one, sometimes it's 2, 3, or 4, and usually within 2 or 3 seconds of each other.
I'll bet you I know what it is. There's something that they've been using called Kim bombs. Instead of having airplanes release aerosols, they release what are called Kim bombs that explode and spread the particulates out in just a crazy disbursement pattern, but they use some kind of explosive to do it with.
It's similar to chemtrails, except it's a different delivery method.
Yes. It's released out of the back of an airplane, so there's your sky right there, and it separates and it pops and it spreads everything out.
And it's all different times of day and night. I haven't heard them as frequently as I used to, but I've heard them all different times. Like when I take dog out at 3 a.m, I have heard them. And I've heard them when I'm outside about to go to work or come home in the afternoon or evening.
Man, that's weird. I spend a lot of time outside with a camera in my hand, and I haven't heard it yet, but that doesn't mean I won't.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I called to Greg Bissell on his morning show. He said that he heard him in the afternoon from outside the studio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to hear this. I've got to figure out what this is. It's got to be a Kim bomb, something to do with that.
So you might want to talk to Greg and see what he had to say next time you talk to him.
I'll do that. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you much. Interesting here. It might be that. I might try doing a Google search for Kim bomb.
Yeah, do that. Let me know what you find.
Okay, thank you much.
Take care. Next. Small claims. Small claims.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Whatever.
Excuse me. I'm glad to hear your voice. Thank God to hear your voice.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Got a couple comments, if I can. I know you're short for time.
Go right ahead.
The legislature passed two laws this last session a few weeks ago that now gives therapy dogs some of the same rules as a service dog. Now, I have a therapy dog. Matter of fact, he's sitting right here beside me, Theodore. And I've had four psychiatrists diagnose me with this generalized anxiety disorder. Now, this dog, Theodore, when he turns around about 10 times chasing his tail, guess what? That relieves my anxiety.
Absolutely,
you know?
It does.
It works. And
sure it does.
I think your dogs are going to play a big part of it as we're going down the road. But let me ask you this.
All right.
I heard you say a while ago that if you... Tomorrow we went out there and we couldn't find you and you were gone. Where are you going? You said you're going somewhere.
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
No. I thought you said that if you go somewhere that...
No, I just said
you know
something
where you're
happens
going.
To me, I know where I'm going.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Where are you going?
I'm going to heaven, baby.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that because at my age, I've been able to now recognize... Matter of fact, I saw about 2 weeks ago a couple of spirits. I can see them now.
Wow.
I thought I could do it all. I thought I could do it all my life, but now at this age, I'm seeing them. But, wow. Terry, I keep telling you this. I saw my second body. And like you, this right here is, I'm ready. My second body is really going to be so much different. What's going on right here?
That's cool.
I'm satisfied now, and it really eliminates a lot of worry you got. But this whole world, especially the United States, is so worrisome. Let me ask you this: if now that guy, he's supposedly shot up all the Republicans.
Well, he was going to, till they killed him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's say that all in America, in the United States, he was able to shoot up and kill every Republican in the United States. Okay, now the next day, what would happen?
Oh gosh, who knows?
Nothing.
Not much.
It went changed. I mean,
yeah.
It's unreal. It really is.
That's true.
It would not change a bit.
You are correct.
I can't really support the John Kennedy Jr. File, and because. The Republicans are, they control all the death squads. They control all the dope. They control all the killing.
Yep.
And they got thousands of people. It's like a big gangster, deal.
Oh, sure.
So I can't really blame that on anything else but that. And we really don't know. People that we're dealing with, do we?
No, we don't. Most people don't have a clue.
Well, and see, as far as this cancer thing, now I've come to this conclusion. Like, there's this little girl, okay, and she's on the side of the road, and this car comes by, and all of a sudden it has this real loud, bang, jerky, combustible, toxic smoke that comes out of it, and this little girl's on the side of the road, somehow she gets it in her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So at that age, see, then that develops in her body, and then she's either going to die at 40, 50, 60, or whatever,
Oh, sure.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. So it really, I don't think we can do much about all that.
That's a good point.
But,
good point.
Anyway, I'm so glad to hear you and your wife there as a team. There have been some good teams in America and Alabama. And y'all are one.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Have a good Father's Day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Terry.
Take care. See you.
Bye-bye.
Got one more day. Who we got?
Jimmy.
Hey, Kimmy.
Jimmy.
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim.
Jimmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Jimmy.
I'm sorry. She's sitting there yelling, Jim! Jim! Like, who? Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Fine. How about y'all?
Oh, hanging in there, man.
Good program.
Thank you.
I heard you talk about Joe Biden's son earlier.
Yeah.
There's so many people brainwashed by the medical profession.
Yep.
If you went to them and told them you had a cure, another type of something to cure cancer, they wouldn't do it.
You're right.
I mean, that's just how people are.
And I don't understand that. I don't understand why we can't wake people up.
I had to find another PCP the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A new doctor. I go in, see the doctor. To make a long story short,
mm-hmm.
It's a female doctor. I was in there for some respiratory problems. Then she brought another doctor in. He walks in the door. Guess what the first thing he said was?
What?
I got to get you on a vaccine schedule. I said, I don't take vaccines.
Good.
And he got upset.
Really?
And...
oh, well.
Other thing I want to say, all this stuff they're trying to bring on Trump and all this stuff, the deep state, the mm-hmm. shadow government, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
All this is diversionary stuff.
Yep.
Is to keep the heat off the Clintons and these other what I call the Bush-Clinton crime family.
Absolutely.
These people, they have been in existence for years.
You're right.
And this Pettigate, whatever, this goes all the way back to the Franklin scandal and even before that.
Yes, it does. And that got squashed really quick.
Oh, big time.
Yep. Yeah, that's disgusting. I've seen that video, DeCamp, all the work that DeCamp did on it, and it's horrible.
Yeah, and DeCamp worked for William Colby in Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah, that was...
That's right. He was a Vietnam. He was a hero or something in Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah, but his handler was William Colby.
Yeah, that's right, CIA.
And he called Colby when he got involved in the Franklin scandal. Colby told him he's going to have to drop it.
Yep.
Because they started messing with his family.
That's right. They're all. It's disgusting. The deep state makes me sick.
It is absolutely disgusting. It's like this last caller.
Yeah.
The general public, they don't have a clue what we're dealing with right now in Congress.
You're right.
They don't have a clue. They don't really have a clue what these people are capable of.
You're right, Jimmy. Absolutely right, as usual.
Well, all right. If you got a good program, I just caught you right at the tail end.
Well, thank you, my friends. Good to hear your voice.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's going to do it. You have listened to Clearing the Air. I have been your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. I am Terry Adams. My wife, Lynn Adams, was our producer tonight. Thank you. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know if I'll be back. I mean, I say that every week. I never know. I don't know. This stuff is progressive. I don't know. Good Lord willing, I'll be back. And remember, you always know where you stand when you're down on your knees praying to Almighty God. Because the truth will always come to the top. Always. They can hide it, but it will always show back up. Love each and every one of you. See you.
Hey, Scott Bowers here with PBS Painting. Looking to do any painting in the future? Looking for true professional painting? I ask that you please give me a call for a free estimate. When you hire PBS Painting, you actually get me on the job at all